Time now for Coffee with the Coach, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time to sit down with the coach. Coach, another big win. I know from a results perspective, you guys always want to win a football game and how difficult that is to win. But left a lot of plays out there on Sunday. Fair to say?
Yeah, sure did. We gave up a lot of opportunities that were just gift wrapped. We got to do a better job.
Okay, talking about the fake punt. Jar my memory here. I think going back to 2004, that was the last time in a regular season you guys attempted a fake punt. Was that Larry Izzo? He went under center against Cincinnati. I think he got stuffed. So, I mean, that's 13 years until you run the next one during a regular season. I know you did one in the playoffs. But
right.
It's all about the look, right? You've got to have that look, and you got to trust the guy, Nate Ebner, obviously making the call, right?
Yeah, I don't think you want to run a fake punt into a look that you feel like
right,
this probably isn't going to work. There's a lot of field position at stake. So you want to have a good play in a good situation. And, I thought that Joe Judge and Joe and Bubba did a great job in the kicking game of, creating those opportunities. We found one against Miami, and I thought it was a big play for us. It gave us some momentum there.
Sure.
And offensively, we were able to hit the pass to Dorsett and then get the ball in the end zone and, get in front 7-0, which was significant going into the win in that first quarter. I thought that was a big drive for us, big play for us.
Okay, you mentioned Miami. It's week 12. Here we are going to week 13, and that's Buffalo. You see Buffalo Bills, and if I'm sitting here with you each and every week during the season, we're talking about Buffalo. It's the same Buffalo we usually know. It's Shady McCoy. It's Tyrod Taylor. But they look different under Sean McDermott, right? It's a different feel of this Buffalo team when you look at them on film. Am I right?
Yeah, I would say that they've simplified some things, and their execution level is higher. They don't make very many mistakes, and you really have to earn every yard. You have to earn defensively. You have to stop every gap. You've got to tackle the runners. There's not a lot of negative plays that they give you. You have to work for them. You have to earn them. And they, as I said, they don't make a lot of mistakes. They're sound. They're tough. They're a hard-nosed team that turns the ball over, and offensively they can run the ball, and they can do a good job. They do a good job of the extended plays with Taylor. So if things aren't open right away, he can definitely turn nothing into something, both his feet and his athleticism and his ability to throw the ball accurately down the field.
You talk about him extending plays. Does that make it difficult at times, whether, say we're in that gray area, 3rd and 3, 3rd and 7, do we want to go man, do we want to go zone? Because sometimes if you go man, you run the risk of vacating space, and if he makes one guy miss, he could turn 5 yards into 20.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's exactly what it is.